What's up, everybody? Aaron Nagler here for Cheesehead TV. Friday afternoon, heading into Labor Day weekend. The Packers have finished up the preseason. Matt LaFleur has spoken to the media. I'm about to get out of here, but I thought I'd jump on here quick and say hello, have a little extra cheese, chat with everyone. Hello to everybody jumping in the chat. Good to see you all. TGIF, John, you got that right. The cuts have started. No huge surprises as of yet. I think most of the transactions we've seen reported today are the things we thought would happen. It sure seems like Danny Vitale will be your fullback, the other two being let go. Guys like DeBeer, et cetera, being let go earlier this morning. They'll probably slow play some of the other decision-making into the evening slash tomorrow morning. We'll start to see waiver claims, maybe a trade or two, but the formation of the 53-man roster has begun. Thought I'd jump on here and say hello. James, Gary, Tim, what's up? Frank, howdy. Rodgers over under 30 TDs. Let's go with just over. How's that? Half day at work, already off. I get to catch this live. Jordan, it'll be short, but welcome. Thanks for joining us. Hello. Brandon Marshall, Martin, yes, was let go by the Oakland Raiders. I would only caution this. I did give it a maybe on Twitter just because the Packers are so light inside. But it's not like he has actually looked like his old self out there in Oakland. There's a reason they're moving on. I know the Packers are seemingly desperate, but I tend to believe they will probably look for somebody younger and or a little less recently banged up than Brandon Marshall. I could be wrong. Maybe they bring him in. But just because you've heard of a guy doesn't mean he's the answer. I think they'll look at every avenue. Maybe he ends up being the answer there, but I wouldn't count on it. Does taking Boyle out of the game after the first quarter imply that his position is locked at the number two? I wouldn't say it would imply that, but I do think he showed very well last week in Canada, and they wanted to give Kaiser every opportunity to kind of quote-unquote answer. And I think Boyle, has developed nicely over the course of the summer. Maybe it's the last stand for Kaiser more than anything else, but we'll see what kind of decisions they make into the evening and tomorrow morning. Big Sam Clowney, question marks. If you missed my YouTube video yesterday, make sure you check out the channel. If you subscribed to Cheesehead TV on YouTube, you'd already know the answer to this. But I do have a video specifically titled, Should the Packers Trade for Jadeveon Clowney? So make sure you check that out. Can Kiko Alonso cover? Kind of. That's another big name that I'm getting asked about a lot. Again, that one I think has even less likelihood of happening than a Brandon Marshall signing. Let's see. Interesting, Ficken hasn't been cut yet? No, I think that's one of the ones they'll take their time on and really kind of burrow into and discuss a lot. I think more so than some of these easy cuts. I mean, most of the stuff you've seen so far today has been pretty straightforward and obvious. Should the Packers bring in more than one middle linebacker or inside linebacker not currently on the team? I don't think so. I think they have a lot of versatility in their secondary, and Pettine does traditionally like to use a lot of sub-packages with six, even seven defensive backs. So, yeah, I don't think they need to. Maybe if they like somebody, they find – a player that they really think can help them immediately, then yeah, maybe they bring in more than one, but I don't think they absolutely have to, no. Does Ficken have a stronger leg than Crosby? I mean, it would appear so, both on that big kick he made at the end of family night and some of the kickoffs. Sure looks like it's a little, just a touch, a little stronger. Any guys cut today you think are practice squad bound? Yes, the safety, Trey Matthews. That news came out a little bit ago. He was on the practice squad for four games last year. I think they'll bring him back to the practice squad. Really physical guy. I thought he played well last night and the second half probably of the game in Canada. He's the one that really jumps out to me that I think there's a good chance they'll bring him back. Do I think Mason Foster would be a good fit? No. I think Devontae Adams would have something to say about that. Bring back Jones or Ryan? Are you talking Dayton Jones? No. You're talking Josh Jones? No, they just let him go. Ryan, for those of you who don't know, was placed on IR slash with non-football injury list for the Jaguars. So sure doesn't sound like he's right at the moment. So I don't think, even if he gets let go by the Jaguars outright, I don't think that's going to be the answer. Rashawn Gary or Gary Busey? That's a tough one, Austin. Give me a push on that one. How do the Packers go about cuts? Players meet with Gute, others in personnel departments? Last year he did indicate that he tries to do most of them, but sometimes it has to be one of the other personnel guys just because of scheduling and whatnot. It's a very busy time. I know back in the day, Ted Thompson insisted on doing everything, all of those meetings himself. But I think Gutekunst is a little bit more modern in his approach. He does, again, try to do most of them. Who's the best college player you've ever seen? Bo Jackson. Elton takes over from Lane by week 3. Over, under? I'll give it the over. I mean, Herbert, I know everyone's like really excited for new faces and whatnot, but I think Lane, as I've said all summer, I think he's due for a bounce back year. We'll see. See how it holds up this first month of the season. And I know LaFleur did leave open the possibility of continued competition at that position, but I think Lane will surprise some people. What do you think about signing Marshall for inside linebacker? He was good in Denver. John, he was good in Denver, and then he got hurt, and he was not so good in Oakland, which is why they cut him. I addressed this earlier in the chat, and I'm sure I'll get a lot of questions about it going forward, but I think it's a maybe. There's a possibility they go that route just because of how desperate they are for bodies at that position, but I think they'll look everywhere, and I think the likelihood is not high, but it's a possibility. I'm nervous about our offense against the Bears D next week. I wouldn't be. I think they're going to surprise some people, including you, apparently. I don't think they're going to throw up 35 points or anything, but I think they're going to look a little better than most people expect them to. Ismail, thanks for the super chat. Did you see Ocho Cinco crying to Devontae's routes video? Oh, how could I miss it? That was fantastic. Those of you not on Twitter, Ocho Cinco posted a video of him. Chad Johnson posted a video of himself crying, literally crying, because he said Devontae Adams had sent him cut-ups of his route running. And he said it was the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen. It brought tears to his eyes, literal tears. It was great. You ever get annoyed with getting the same questions over and over? No. That's the internet. Some people jump in late. It's fine. It's all good. It's part of the game. Hey, Nags, have a good weekend. Uncultured Barbarian, thank you very much. You too. Cole Madison going to be practice squad or 53? That's one of the things I think will come down to the end of discussions, so to speak, in the personnel meetings. I would think probably the practice squad at this point. I think he started hot early in camp, kind of cooled off. Clearly had a couple penalty issues there in the preseason games. It wouldn't surprise me either way. Right now I'm leading probably practice squad, but, I wouldn't surprise me to see him on the 53 either. But he'd probably be inactive on game days. Trey, thanks for the super chat, man. Thoughts on Lazard making the 53? Love his size. I think he'll be on the practice squad as well. I do love his size, definitely. He's got a chance to be that, that last wide receiver in on the 53. But I think he and Shepard both will be practice squad guys. Sternberger injury update. There's nothing official. I know he spoke to reporters after the game. Sounds like his ankle got a little rolled, but he'll be okay. This is the initial word. We'll see when the first injury report comes out in a couple days. I haven't heard anything about running backs this year. Expectations low for Aaron Jones? Not for me. I think Aaron Jones is going to eat a lot. Thoughts on Nick Wright saying no? I have no thoughts on anything Nick Wright says. Man, that's not anything against Nick Wright. Just any of those national guys. They don't know the Packers. Like, forget me. You guys know the Packers better than Nick Wright. Come on. Don't pay attention to those national guys. Come here to Cheesehead TV and get informed Packers opinion. Talk to either myself or other Packers fans who watch this team day in and day out. They eat, sleep, live, breathe the team. You talk about Nick Wright or Colin Cowherd or whatever national person says about the pack, who cares? Literally, who cares? Aaron Jones is going to be a top 8 running back. Wouldn't surprise me. Can you have Petten on your podcast? Love listening to the guy talk football. William, oh, my God, I'd love to have Patton on the podcast. It's such like, it's like pulling teeth though to get anybody on the coaching staff to do any kind of media. It's a constant grumble on the beat, because it used to be they would make the guys available kind of ad hoc in a setting where, you know, they were all in one room, but you could kind of take a guy off to the side and have a private conversation. But now they trot them out and they do those horrible media availabilities in the media auditorium, like mock press conferences. And it's like the baton death march in there. And those are the only availabilities you get. And if you even try to reach out to one of these guys outside of Packers PR, they immediately tell Packers PR, and then Packers PR says, well, you have to go run it through us. And then, of course, they always say no. So, yeah, I would love to talk ball with Patton. I would love to have him on the podcast, but good luck. But I will make it, just because you asked, I will make the request, and I will tell you guys verbatim what I am told when they tell me no. Is our backup QB on the roster? I think so. I think it'll be Boyle, but we'll see. Who scores more TDs, MVS or Gmo? MVS. Maybe you should pretend to be a Bears fan. Might get a chat then. James, well played. I will say, when I called out LaFleur on Twitter about meeting with Big Cat, he did, I think, accidentally like the tweet, because then he took the like away on his Twitter. So I know he saw it. Maybe that makes some inroads. Who's the big energy guy getting the guys pumped with Daniels gone? Fred, that is Jair Alexander. If you had any chance to get out to camp at all this summer, you saw day in and day out, he is a vocal dude. And he is out there every day pumping guys up. My favorite kind of moment of practice throughout the entirety of camp this summer was when he took over the DJ booth and commandeered the playlist. He's a high energy guy, and he is definitely in people's ears. Let's see. Sorry, guys. Chances they bring in a veteran presence at QB? Very minimal. Sam Bradford. God. I doubt Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford has made more money for doing nothing than anybody in the NFL. Kingsley Keke, 6 sacks over or under? I'll say under, but only because I think he'll be used very rotationally early on. But that kid's got talent. I read a report that Jamal Moore was already cleaning his locker and had a defeated attitude. You got to figure he's more or less cut, right? Yeah, Frank, I saw the article from Jim saying, because Jim, I guess, got him one-on-one in the locker room, and he said he never got a fair shake or something like that. And Jim is the one who said it looked like he was clearing out his locker. I mean, you can't read too much into that, but he certainly didn't help himself much last night. So certainly didn't get a ton of opportunities throughout either the game last night or through the preseason, but he didn't make a whole heck of a lot of the opportunities he did have. I would be surprised if he makes the team. Nags, Nick, what's up? Will there ever be a day where I can have a Packers streaming network with totally biased commentary? I'm sick of syncing Packers radio to the broadcast. Nick, I'll tell you what, that's something that Corey and I have actually pitched to the Packers, and of course they dismissed it outright, but we'll keep working on it someday. Someday, when the Packers head straight into 2012 with their digital media side, we'll be there for them. 3 or 4 tight ends on the 53? I think it'll be 4. I think, you know, the possibility there exists for Mercedes Lewis to be cut, but I think it'll be 4. How many more ex-Ravens can the Packers sign? All of them. Every single one. Milt Hendrickson will not rest until every ex-Raven is a Green Bay Packer. Kumaro, the second best receiver on the roster? Nah, that would probably be Jaron Allison at this moment. Who do you think could be the sleeper star potential on the team? Tony Brown, my boy. Going to lock people up. Will they add someone after the first cut? It's a possibility. I think it would be surprising if they don't. Do the Packers try to sneak Dexter Williams on the practice squad? Frank, I think that's a very real possibility. I know he had a decent, productive game last night, but you still see some of the shortcomings in pass pro. I think Trey Carson's actually had a better camp and better preseason. I would probably go with Carson at number 3 and put Williams on the practice squad. I mean, running backs are a dime a dozen. I don't think anyone's picking him up off waivers. All right, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions, everybody. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. I'll be back tomorrow after the 53 gets announced and or at least reported, because we know the Packers take forever. Make sure you're checking everything we do at Cheesehead TV. Make sure you subscribe, please, for me. I'm begging you. Subscribe to the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. If I don't see you tomorrow, I'll see you on Monday or Tuesday. Thanks a lot.